Show.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to The Shaquan Show, the only place where normalcy is not necessary, but flourishing within your means is. Welcome back to another episode of Hey Girl. Nice to meet you. I'm your host, Shaquan, and today we're headed to security. Not airport security, life security. This is the moment where you decide what gets access to your next season and what needs to be left behind. So let's check those bags together. Okay, let's be honest. Security is probably everybody's least favorite part of the airport. Nobody likes taking off their shoes, putting all their electronics into different bins, emptying their water bottles, or having their personal items scanned for everybody to see. It's uncomfortable, it's inconvenient, and it feels so invasive. It slows everything down. But here's the thing, it's necessary. And it exists to protect what's on the other side, if you catch what I'm putting down there. And life works the same way. Every new season requires a security check. It's where God says, let's see what's in that bag. Let's check what you're carrying. Let's make sure you're not bringing anything or anyone dangerous or unnecessary into your next destination. But it's not just about what and who gets access to you. It's also about what's inside of you. Okay, so you know how when you finally step through the metal detector at the airport and you think that you've emptied everything out of your pockets, but it's still going off and you're like, wait, what? I took everything out, but still, TSA has to pat you down to find whatever it is that you forgot about. Or what about when you send your bag through the x-ray machine and the machine detects something suspicious? Now your bag has to be diverted for a physical inspection by a TSA officer. Again, you have already double checked your stuff and now you're feeling away because TSA is inconveniencing you even more. They're opening your bag in front of everyone and now they got the nerve to pull out the bomb testing kit and swabbing your stuff like you're the bad guy, like you are getting ready to blow up the spot. So now you're even more annoyed and you're ready to go off until they pull out that bottle of water or that 4-ounce bottle of lotion that you forgot about or that body spray that, oh, my bad about that, right? This actually happened to my grandma a couple of years ago when she was on, I think one of her first flights, probably her second flight ever in her life from Texas back to Phoenix. The day prior to her flight, she had bought some shampoo and conditioner and not the little bottles, the large bottles, right, to put them in her carry-on. And she wanted to make sure that, you know, they were protected and they made it back to her destination, which was Phoenix. But when she went through TSA, they found it and they told her that she had to throw it away. Now, my grandma, not being a frequent flyer, she couldn't understand what the problem was, especially since the bottles were brand new and had never been opened. Yeah, but you can't take that, grandma, right? I've even been in this situation before. I remember a time going through the detector and I was flagged like three times. And after being patted down three times, finally, we found what the issue was. I had some tweezers in my pocket that I had forgotten about. But like I said, that's what life security looks like sometimes, because sometimes the most dangerous thing isn't in your suitcase, it's inside of you. Unforgiveness, jealousy, comparison, fear, bitterness, pride, whatever it may be, those are the things that keep setting off the alarm every time you try to move forward. And God isn't checking your bag to punish you or slow you down. He's checking it to protect you, to protect your destiny, your purpose, your legacy, to make sure that nothing harmful sneaks through, because sometimes what we refuse to throw away on the ground can explode mid-flight and rob us of the promise that he has for us. Think about it. At airport security, they make you throw away things that you thought were fine to carry, like that full bottle of water or that full bottle of lotion, brand new lotion that you just bought, unopened, not a harm to anybody, seemingly. And yes, it's frustrating, but the rule isn't there to punish you. It's to protect you, as well as everything and everyone connected to you. God may ask you to release some things that don't seem dangerous, like a relationship or some friendships, some habits, attitudes, all these things that feel familiar and comfortable, but they can't go where you're going. So what it looks like practically, security in real life looks like setting boundaries, essentially. Maybe it's realizing that certain relationships can't go where you're going. Speaking for myself, I didn't learn this until I was well and full grown, like actually adulting in my real life. Relationships have always been handled with such fragility with me, because the thing with ACEs survivors is that many of us find it difficult to leave an unhealthy or toxic relationship because we view the ending of that relationship as a personal failure or a loss, and we genuinely grieve the separation even if it was negative. Right? It's already hard enough to open up and be vulnerable. So when we do open up and allow ourselves to be vulnerable with someone and then we get played out, it's hard to want to reengage or reinitiate that relationship and others. It's a rabbit hole, quite honestly. And we can discuss more on adverse childhood experiences a little later. But anyways, back to what I was saying. So maybe it's cutting ties with old habits that have felt comfortable for so long, but are now proving to be toxic to your health and wellness. A lot of the things that we used to be able to do when we were children or when we were teenagers or even just young adults, we can't do that now, right? Some of the behaviors that we used to have, we can't have those now. We're not under the covering of our parents, and so now we're responsible for our behavior. We have to take accountability for our attitude. We have to be responsible for what we put into our bodies. We have to be responsible for the things that we consume that make us sick. Maybe you need to recognize that the version of you who stayed quiet to keep the peace doesn't get to board this flight, because where you're going, your voice is going to be required, right? There are so many things that we don't realize that we have that go unchecked. And a lot of the reason is because we lack sufficient self-awareness. When I was putting this together, it made me think about Moses. In the Bible, Moses is described as being meek and humble, chosen by God to lead God's people. But in Numbers, we see that his anger became baggage that he never dealt with. This was the unchecked baggage that he carried. So long story short, God tells him to speak to the rock. This rock is going to give water to his people. Instead, the people had gotten on Moses' nerves. He was done, right? So instead of speaking to the rock, like God said, he decides that he's going to strike the rock instead. And that one moment of unchecked emotion cost him entry into the promised land. I mean, think about it. Moses carried God's people through everything, not everything, everything, through plagues, through the Red Sea, through wilderness seasons. But that one bag that never got checked, that one bag that was never inspected, his anger was the very thing that stopped him from stepping into the promise that he had worked his entire life for. And girl, that's why security checks are so important, because it's not always the big obvious bags that hold us back. Sometimes it's the small but explosive things like resentment or impatience, jealousy, bitterness that sneak through because we forgot to, or we didn't want to, check ourselves before we got to security. And listen, if we don't let God scan those bags, they don't just hurt us. They stop us from walking fully into the women that we were called to be. Moses' story is simply just a reminder that unchecked bags can cost us more than we realize. He was anointed. He was chosen. He was literally called by God. Literally, the voice of God called Moses. But that one bag, just one little bag that went unscanned was enough to keep him from his promise. And that's why Proverbs 4:23 tells us, above all else, guard your heart, for everything, what was it? Everything you do flows from it. Guarding your heart might as well be your spiritual security checkpoint, right? It means paying attention to what's inside of you, paying attention to that anger or that jealousy, the fear, before it has a chance to keep you from stepping into everything God has promised you. Let's be real. We resist security checks because they're exposing. Let's call it what it is. Who out here wants to be exposed? Nobody out here is saying, oh, please pick me, Lord, expose me. Not nobody. Right? I know that is terrible English, but it's good theology. All right. So back to my original analogy. Nobody likes the moment when their bag gets pulled off the belt for extra screening. Your bag is wide open. You're standing there like, okay, great. Now everybody's up in my business. All because you forgot to check yourself, literally and figuratively. But sometimes God has to pull your bag to the side to show you what can't keep traveling with you, what can't go with you any further than this point here. See this thing, that thing right there, that can't go. That attitude that you have, that's a hard nah. Nope, we can't do that. Oh, them? All of them? Oh, definitely not. None of them can go with you. And let me be clear. Boundaries are not walls to keep love out. They are security points to keep harm out. So people might begin to say, you've changed. You different. You acting funny. And maybe you are different. But it's in the best way that matters, right? You've learned now how to protect yourself. You've learned how to protect those divinely connected to you, your legacy, and more importantly, your calling and your purpose, which is essential for all of that. And just like TSA, you're allowed to say, that right there, that doesn't get past my security checkpoint. Mm-mm. Not everyone and everything gets to pass to the other side of your future. God's checkpoints are never random. They're never random. They are always on purpose, and they're not meant for punishment by any means. They are for prevention. And sometimes, yes, he will delay your flight. He'll change your seat or even pull you to the side not because he's forgotten about you, but because he's trying to keep you safe. God sees the things that we don't see. God knows the weight that we can handle. He knows the danger that might be waiting ahead. So if he makes you slow down, recognize that it's another chance for you to unpack, reevaluate what you've been carrying, and then repack properly. Maybe the Lord loves you too much to let you self-destruct at 30,000 feet in the air. Out of all your luggage, out of everything that we have talked about in the past four episodes, this is our fifth episode, your heart is the most valuable item in your luggage. And you can't let anybody or anything just have access to it. Guarding your heart doesn't mean being hard. It means being wise. And wisdom says, check it as security. All right? So here's your baggage claim moment for the week. I want you to actually do a security check on your own life. Okay, so make a quick two-column list. Title one column, allowed to board. And the other one, I want you to title it contraband. I know that word is such an icky word, but you have to look at it like that in order to fully grasp and understand the gravity of that said thing that's draining life out of you. I've said this before, but every time you subject yourself to something or someone that's detrimental to your overall being, a piece of you dies, and not for the right reason. So in the first column, I want you to write down all the habits, people, mindsets, things that are life-giving, supportive, and aligned with whom God is calling you to be, especially in this next season of your life. These things are the things that are allowed to board the flight with you. And then in the second column, the contraband, I want you to be honest with yourself. Please be honest about what and who drains you, distracts you, hinders you, pulls you backwards from being or becoming who you know you've been called to be. These are the things that must stay behind. They do not get to go past security. And lastly, I want you to look at that contraband list and then go through and mark all of your major red flags. All of them are major and all of them are red, but I want you to mark the ones specifically that you know you've been ignoring. So maybe it's a friendship or a relationship that crosses boundaries. It could be a habit that leaves you feeling guilty, or an emotion like anger or comparison, resentment, things you've been carrying unchecked. And as a bonus, if you choose to, I want you to write a prayer asking God to search your heart for anything you may be overlooking or in denial about. And then ask God to help you to remove anything that can't travel with you into this next season. Maybe just ask for the courage to release what doesn't get past the security checkpoint in your life, and then give you the wisdom to protect what does or is meant to be. I mean, you might as well just let Jesus be your TSA at this point, because every season requires a checkpoint, and God doesn't just want to check what's in your bags. In fact, I'm pretty sure God already knows what's in your bags, but God wants to check what's in your heart. I know that like security checks aren't fun. They're not. There's nothing fun about the security check when you arrive at the airport, but they keep you safe. These security checkpoints that you do on yourself and your heart, they protect your peace. They protect your calling. They protect your future. So don't skip the screening portion of this trip, because not everyone and everything is necessary or deserves access to where God is taking you. Remember, boundaries are not rejection. Say it with me. Boundaries are not rejection. They are simply just redirection for your protection. Oh, I am not a rapper. I'm not a rapper, but that was cool. Letting go and leaving the unnecessary behind doesn't mean that you've lost something. It just means that you are even closer to being cleared for takeoff. All right? Girl, I want to thank you so much for boarding this flight with me today. Next time on Hey Girl, Nice to Meet You, we'll be talking about the carry-ons, what it looks like to travel light and take only the essentials for the journey. So listen, if today's episode resonated with you in any way, please share with a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend. The next girl may not even know that she's ready to flourish until she sees this pop up. So if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, please drop a quick review or rating, because it would help this message to reach more women who are ready to flourish. I'll have new episodes dropping every Tuesday, so please be sure that you subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast so that you don't miss an episode. Also, make sure you're following me on socials at Shaquan Show so that we can keep this conversation going. Again, if you want to, if you feel free to DM me if you'd like for me to share your response. I'd love to hear a reflection from today's baggage claim. You never know. The words that you share might be the key that unlocks freedom for someone else. Until then, I can't wait for you to keep meeting you. And now that you've entered into the Shaquan Show, you have no choice but to grow. Peace. Shaquan Show.